Well, hello, my friends. God bless you so much. Boom, boom, boom. That's Troy Brewer coming at you. Welcome to today's podcast. You're really going to like this. I'm going to take you back on a Wednesday night a few weeks back. And I was joined on stage with my good friend, Josh Weathers. Now, Josh Weathers is just, he's a famous guy. He's an amazing voice. He's famous for singing, but he's also a crazy cool missionary. And this year, right after he had a bout with the coronavirus, no big deal, he actually had a tremendous amount of depression attack him. And he's convinced that part of the package of the coronavirus is also big time depression, and he's warning against it, and he's trying to tell people about it, and it really gives you something big to think about. And so, my friends, get ready as we go to Open Door Church on a Wednesday night with me and my good friend Josh Weathers. Here we go. I have a friend of mine who is known all over the world. He is a next level entertainer. He's a drop dead sold out Jesus freak. He's known for things like selling out Billy Bob's Texas and then springing Jesus on everybody. And he's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of our worship team. He's somebody I love with all my heart. Friends, Josh Weathers is here tonight. Josh, come on up here if you would, please. Oh, Josh Weathers. God bless you, my brother. I was just as real and as honest as I could be about how real this struggle is.
Yes.
And also, too, about just the humanity of the emotional experience today is heightened in a different way because it's much more collective than it's ever been. And I don't know if you guys know about all that, but I mean, everything is so connected now, all over the world now, that there is a collective kind of emotional thing now. And there's a spirit that's in it that is not Jesus. You guys recognize that. Your grandparents didn't have to deal with that. Now, I want to tell you what your grandparents did have to deal with, and I could go through the struggles that they had, and this generation would last 5 minutes for what our grandparents went through. But there is a different struggle today that our grandparents wouldn't make it through. And so there's a grace for all of that. Josh, I've known you for a long time. I've traveled the world with you. You went with me to India.
I did.
And me and you played on a stage in front of thousands and thousands of people.
We did.
It's one of the funnest gigs I've ever done my whole life.
It was cool, man. Changed my life.
It was a life-changing trip for you, wasn't it?
It was.
So you actually, after that, I mean, you started going to India all the time, and you and your bride, Katie, y'all adopted a bunch of babies.
Three.
And you built an orphanage and all kinds of craziness.
Yes.
All kinds of craziness. Well, hey, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Whatever, I didn't have nothing to do with any of that.
Jesus is watching.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, but I've known you. I'm a fan of yours, and I am. You know, I am.
I love you.
And whenever I go to see you play somewhere, I go to the front row, and I scream and holler. And
yeah, you're a girl, fangirl.
I am a fangirl. And we're friends. And we call each other. And we text each other. We share struggles with each other.
Yeah.
You've been a tremendous blessing to me. You've helped me raise a ton of money to save boys and girls out of sexual trafficking all over the world. And I say all that kind of stuff to let everybody know that, I mean, I know you.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I do. And you know me.
Yep.
But what's real is you're one of the happiest people.
Yeah.
You live in joy. You have a rock star bride.
Yeah.
Got such a cool wife, man.
Yeah.
You got such a cool family.
Yeah, six kids.
You have six kids.
Five with one on the way, yeah. Yeah. We have biological bookends that we just made. That's what happened. We have 10 years since my wife has carried a baby, so she hates it a lot. We're having little baby Asher in June.
That's amazing.
Hey, we bless Asher in Jesus' name. Yeah. And we bless Katie through her pregnancy.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Yeah.
You've been really successful.
Yep.
I mean, you've seen, you know, there have been, you would say this, I would not say this, but you would say there have been a lot better musicians than you that have never seen the success that you've seen.
Sure.
You had one YouTube, one video. How many hits did it have?
It went viral twice.
Yeah, I know.
Which is totally a God thing. The first time I was like, Lord, if this is not you, this needs to stop. Because I can't, I mean, that's a long story. Anyway. But I felt like the Lord had told me to that I was in the wrong place, that playing and where I was playing and what I was doing, he didn't want me there anymore.
Right.
And so I said, if this is not you. And just after that happened, that video went viral the first time. And so it got like 1.5 million views, like in a week.
Yep.
And then it just breaks.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, praise the Lord. I was like really getting tired of turning down all these record deals. Because I did. Because that was, I don't want to go into that story. But
then it went viral again.
But then after God took me to India, just a few months later, just not too long after, yep. We go to India with you. And then God totally transforms my life. And then it went viral again after Katie and I decided to start Love Like You Mean It. It went viral again. And that time it got like, my goodness, 25 million views. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, so the Lord was like, we'll just hit that button again.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got a call from President Trump and you played the inauguration.
Yeah.
Which Pauline also played that. She was on stage here. Nick played
Choate.
That.
Yep.
Nick Choate, who plays with us.
Yeah. Blaine. Janet's yep. son.
I mean, you've seen really cool success.
You were the first. I called you before I called my mom. My mom wouldn't be happy to. But like after, because I didn't know that I was going to meet the president. I didn't know that I was going to meet the president that evening. And a production company had hired me to do that gig, and that was based out of Fort Worth because they actually wanted to use small businesses to produce those events. Imagine that.
He said that, and then
they did it. Huh. Yeah. And so this is also why we're friends. But. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I didn't know that I was going to meet the president that evening, and then I did, and we had this like 10-minute, 5-minute, I don't even know how long it was, because it was speaking with the most powerful person in the world, and I called you, because Troy has like more favor on his life than, you know, probably any other human being on planet Earth, and he always called me about, dude, I met Mike Tyson yesterday, and he took me to the beach, and we hung out, and...
He didn't take me to the beach.
He gave me his gloves.
He gave me his glove and signed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, I went to Richard Branson's island and had coffee with Mariah Carey. I mean, it's just weird things like that. And so after I met President Trump, I was like.
Yeah, his brother's calling me.
Exactly. I said, bro, guess what?
And I was down at...
You were like, I'm watching you right now.
I was watching you. I was in my little computer room. I was wearing overalls. I didn't have a shirt on. I had on overalls. And I was watching you at the computer down in the back pasture. And I was like, dang. And I was watching you, man. It was so cool.
I was like, Richard Branson.
So, anyway... I know you, and this is how we are all the time. You're a really funny guy, and you have a lot of joy in your life. And then...
But.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, several months ago, you called me, and we were filming, and I was in the middle of filming, and we were doing something. I don't know what we were doing, but it was something crazy. And you'd called, and then you called again, and I thought, man, I wonder what's going on with old Josh. And I answered the phone, and you said, hey, and you were crying, and you said, your boy's not good. And I said, what? What's going on? What happened? Mm-hmm. And you were just, you were not good.
I was a disaster.
You were a disaster.
Yeah.
I'm going to start crying right now, thinking about it. I'm like, man, dude, I don't know what's going on, but I got to get with you. And then, and then it didn't get any better from that, did it?
No.
What happened? Tell
it
us.
It got worse.
Tell us what happened. Tell us when it started.
I said, bro, I'm losing it. And you go, and I explained to him a little bit what was going on, and I won't go into great detail, but it was just like this severe anxiety, severe, like, which led to depression, I was just losing my mind. Crazy thoughts, insane things I was thinking that I had never, I'm like, what? I mean, I could not rationalize anything. And you go, brother, you are out of your tree. Which made me laugh, which made me feel better. And he's like, you're full blown out of your tree, buddy.
Well, I didn't know what to say. You know, everybody thinks because I'm a pastor, I know what to say. And I just don't sometimes. And I'm like, brother, you're out of your tree. So tell us what happened. So you started thinking, or did it happen in one day? Did it happen over
a process? There's a catalyst. There's a lot to it. Many layers that led to me. You know, I was like at one point, and it happened a couple of times where I was like fetal position on the floor. Like I was done with life. My wife is pregnant with our sixth baby. I got 5 other kids in there. I can hear them screaming, laughing. Everything's great. And I was not great. And I couldn't get it together.
Have you ever been like that before?
Never.
Okay, guys hearing this?
Never.
Guys hearing this? So listen, he's being brave in doing this.
And I'm truth telling because there's people in this room.
Yep, telling you.
There's people that you know. There's people, I don't know if this is going to be on TV. There's people that are watching this. You are not by yourself. So, just crazy thoughts. Basically, it was a mass demonic attack on my identity. Just after everything I believe, everything I love, everything I hold sacred, everything against my. Every aspect of a man came under subjection to the point where I'm like, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. I've lost complete sight of everything I know. And when you feel that way, I mean, my faith was like, it was like over. I mean, it was horrible.
I went through this in 2011. That's when I went through my thing, was in 2011. We'd gone through a bunch of hard stuff. I was supposed to preach it. Guys, I got so bad in 2011. And again, you see our glory, but you don't know our story. And you need to know that this is part of it, and you have to overcome this. You have to. And in 2011, Josh, I was supposed to do a conference on a Monday night. And it was supposed to be Monday and Tuesday, and I think it was supposed to go into Wednesday. I got home from church, and I was so, mind you, I got up and I preached in church on Sunday. Somebody probably got saved. I did a good job. I got in my car and I cried all the way home from church. I just cried and cried and cried because I was going through something so bad. And it was not about the thing I was going through anymore. It's I could not think right anymore. I couldn't feel right anymore. I felt so defeated. I did not feel like a grown man anymore. This was in 2011. Yes. And I went home. And I used to have this big giant bird cage that was actually a net, and I had hundreds of birds in there, and it was in all the trees. And I'd go in there and I'd feed those birds, and they'd land. Leanna came to me and she said, I'm gonna go do your conference for you. And Leanna didn't do conferences for back then. And it was the first conference she ever did, and Leanna told me, I'm gonna go do a conference for you, and because you don't need to be around anybody. I said, yeah, don't. Guys, it was like I blinked, and Leanna was like, are you okay, are you okay? I'm gonna tell you this, and I've never said this publicly, but I'm gonna tell you this. Leanna will tell you, would tell you this. My friends know that this is truth. But Leanna, I didn't answer the phone on Monday. I didn't answer the phone on Monday night. Leanna got word and came home on Tuesday. I was still sitting in the same chair on Tuesday that I had been sitting in Sunday afternoon, and I never got out of that chair. And I wanna tell you, I don't even remember it. That's how out of my tree I was. I was so broken. That I was like Moses. You know, me and Tabitha were talking about this today. There's a place where Moses begged, where Moses went to God and said, please kill me.
Yeah, Elijah too.
Yeah, and I sit in that thing and I was like, while my wife is gone, I'm ready to die right here, right now. If you've never had that day, I'm happy for you, but I've had that day. He's gonna tell you more about what he's been coming through, but I just want it for the record that this happens to godly people, and this happens to people who have their acts together, and this happens to people who don't even know why it's happening. You don't even have to have a cataclysmic event. You didn't have a cataclysmic event. I mean, you had life, but all of a sudden this happened. So for how long did this go on where you just kind of felt like you were being sifted like wheat?
Like 5 months.
5 months. You know, one time you called me and you're like, bro, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking that. I remember my amazing counsel. I said, quit it.
Yeah. It's like that Bob Newhart skit on Mad TV. You ever seen that? Where he's like,
yes.
No, it's going to take about 1 minute, but it's $5 a minute after that. And the lady's like, I'm afraid I'm going to be trapped in a box and buried alive. And he just goes, stop it. And that ultimately is the truth.
It is.
That is the
truth. You have to stop it.
You just have to turn it off.
Okay.
And then you turn this on and then things start to change.
So what was the place where it started to change for you? What was that? And tell me, what was the turnaround when the turnaround began?
There's been like layers to it. It really has come in like layers, because getting free and staying free are two different things.
That's correct.
I had a great friend of mine, Danny McDaniel. I was just out of my gourd, just like, you know, and I drove over to his church. He just happened to be there that day. I hadn't been there in months.
Wow.
Happened to be there. He let me come stay at his house for like 4 days, and he literally like nursed me like a child. I mean, like a baby. He just took care of me. And we sat in his living room and went through this whole identity series thing. It was really, really great. And that was one layer. And then it would start to come back. Oh no, it's coming back. And then I went to a service over in Watauga. It was so divine. I walked into this place on a Sunday night. The guy's message was like, it split me between the eyes. God had told me the day before, go to church. Well, I couldn't go anywhere that morning because it was just, the morning fell apart. End up at this place on Sunday night. God literally designed this whole program. It was like, for me, I'm the first person at the altar afterwards. I get totally wrecked, right? And so that was like this moment. And then things started to build from there. And it was like, I mean, it's just come in so many different layers. But really, I was up north. I was playing a private event, and I start having this conversation with a lady at the private event, her and her husband, and she and her husband, a couple other people standing around, and we start talking about Jesus. And then I can kind of hear through the conversation that she's been dealing with some stuff. She's mentioned therapy, which I did that. That didn't work very well. I'll just be honest. I'm not going to go into that because I don't want
to. You should have went to open door counseling.
Yeah, I should have.
Christina Koch could have helped you. I'm just
Where
telling
is
you.
She?
I don't
Love
know if
you.
She's in here or not.
I will call you on Monday. No,
you I'm did a lot better than that clown you went to. Yeah, I was the counselor you had. Quit it! All right, go ahead.
Yeah, why didn't you tell me to call her then?
I don't know.
Jerk.
Sorry.
Anyway, I love you.
So I'm sorry.
So, and then, but I'm having this conversation with this lady. We start talking about demons. And, you know, she's kind of like, I don't know. You know, I can tell. You can tell when people are like that kind.
Yeah, I see that look all day long, every day.
And it's probably just, obviously people know that those things exist, but, you know, I don't know. So we start talking about it. I say, hey, I want to pray for you. She goes, great, I'll pray for you too. And I said, no. Like, before I leave, I want to pray for you. So, okay, great. So her and her husband come out to the car. We're loading up stuff. And I just start talking to her again. And she says, ever since I got sick, this heaviness has been following me around. She got coronavirus. And then I said, you know what? Me too. And it was like, I didn't realize. And me and my wife and I had kind of talked about it because we'd heard, you know, like there's the brain fog thing after you get it. And we'd heard people had it's like, some, but I was only, I was like sick, you know, kind of for like 3 days. But it was during that week when I literally just nosedive, right?
You guys hearing this?
Okay. So, okay. And that's when it started, was during that week. And so I was like, you know what? Me too. But I just grabbed this lady and I just start praying and I start commanding the spirit of depression and anxiety, all these things to leave, go now in the name of Jesus, right? And so I drive home that night. I Google it when I get home. I'm like, you know what? I wonder if this is a thing. Because I literally have been like unplugged from the world for like 5 months. I don't know what's happening in the world. Blaine will get so mad at me. He's like, dude, you need to know what's going on in the world. I'm like, do I? You know, anyway. But you do. I mean, it is a thing. So, but I Google it and I come across, the first thing that pops up is this study, and they tested 62,000 people, all tested positive for COVID-19. 1 in 5 are developing symptoms of depression, anxiety, or dementia within 90 days of being diagnosed. That's diagnosed cases. I never got diagnosed, but I lost my taste and smell, which still has yet to like come back, you know, fully. I can only not smell bad things, which is like a gift from God.
That's good, because you're sitting next to me. It's been a long
day.
You
sat in a bird cage for 3 days. Yeah, I bet you smelled great.
Yeah, I did. Hey, you have your nervous breakdown your way.
Yeah,
I will have mine my way.
So we should start a TV show.
I know.
Anyway, and so immediately I start having this, like, I'm like, you know what? This is part of this. This is part of this. There's a demonic assignment on this virus, and it's attached. And I'm like, it's hurting people in more ways than they even know. Yep. My grandmother died at Hughley Hospital of COVID-19. The week before she went to the hospital, we didn't know she had it. The week before, she didn't know who my aunt was. And she's lived with her for 15 years. And she's never had any signs of dementia. She literally did not. She goes, who are you? She thought people were in the front yard that were not there. She had dementia that week before she went to the hospital and was put on a ventilator. And then 2 weeks later, she's dead, right? So there is something to this. And I start thinking, I'm like, you know what? If I lose my taste and smell, that's neurological. That's not in my smeller. It's not in my taster. It's in your brain. Right? And I'm like, so then I'm like, Mr. Google over here. This is never a good, I don't recommend Dr. Google, but there is something to the, to like, you know, I don't know exactly how the brain works, but there is something to the, like, your smeller is not far from your emotional center, right? And so I just said, you know what? I woke up the next morning, I'm telling my wife about this. And I tell her, I think this has something to do with COVID. And she's like, yeah? And I said, I tell her about the study that I read, and I'm like, and then she's talking to me, and I'm wide awake, laying in bed. And I don't know how many times I'll share this with people, but I know I'm in good company here.
Well, go ahead and put it on worldwide television. We're only in 200 nations. Okay,
well,
200 nations.
Good. I can't wait for the emails.
All right,
just
you need
forward
to hurry.
The ones with my name.
Yeah, I'm sending them all your way, man.
Sorry.
So tell us.
I'm laying in bed, and I just see this as clear as day. It's like I'm dreaming, but I'm not dreaming. I'm wide awake. And I see I'm on the promenade deck of a cruise ship, and I'm looking down the edge of a cruise, like down this hallway of a cruise ship. And there's nobody on the cruise ship except one guy who's kind of hiding from me, like in plain sight. And he's got like a security outfit on. He's got blonde hair, kind of almost like a mullet, kind of not, it's real disheveled looking. Doesn't look secure, I'll put it that way. He's wearing a mustache. He has a mustache. And he looks right at me. Like that. And he sees that I'm looking at him. And he looks right at me and he just goes like that and winks at me. And I just was like, it crawled all over me. I said, there's something so evil about what I'm seeing here. And then I tell Katie, I was like, I think I just had like a vision. And she's like, what was it? And I'm telling her about it. And then it just came over me. I said, I just started commanding anything that would have been a mental health issue connected to the virus, to leave me in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. And I start, and I see, I see that in this vision thing again, this guy is being pushed down the hallway and he's falling down the hallway. And as he's falling down the hallway, I command him off the side of the ship. I'm like, you get off the side. And Katie's like, what? And I'm like, get off the side of the ship. You go into the abyss now in the name of Jesus. And I'm like yelling in the room and he's off the side of the ship. And then I started feeling better. And then things started like, and it was like another layer of victory. And then I just changed the trajectory of the fight. I was no longer going to fight. Like, there is something to be said about getting your body in check. I mean, I started taking tons of supplements and things like that because your body, soul, and spirit. Yep.
You started getting healthy. Right?
Yeah, I was just like, this is part of my body, the muscle called my brain, which helps control my mind. And I'm like, I want that to be working fully. So I got on, man, I'm just like, it looks like a dump truck. I take every day, which is part of it. I lost like 20 pounds. And then, yeah, things just started to turn around when I took the battle, took the fight where it was supposed to be.
Okay, so when you were telling me this the other day, I showed you in Proverbs chapter 6 where it gives the description of the wicked man, okay? It says, he winks maliciously with his eye. That's in Proverbs chapter 6. Okay? You guys know that scripture? That's in Proverbs chapter 6. And he winks maliciously with his eye. And I read that verse to you.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I read that verse to you. So what's real is, I believe this. I don't think that this is just a theory, but I really and truly do believe that with this virus, also came something. Are you ready for this? If it manifests in your nose and if it manifests in your taste, it means it disrupts your discernment and your experience.
Taste and
that you, it's going to mess with how you experience things. It's going to mess with your ability to discern what's real and what's not real. Because your nose represents discernment and your taste represents your experience with God. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask the guys in the band to come up here. Josh, we're going to pray.
Amen.
Do you guys want to be set free of this thing? And I want to tell you, if you got this virus sometime last year or whenever, and you recognize, dude, that's legit. I can tell you the guy that I was talking about that killed himself, who is my friend, he had just come out of the bout with that. And it had been, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks after he was like, okay, I'm clear, I'm done. And then nosedived.
Yeah.
And here's what I say. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. Yes. And they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And whenever you begin to expose and bring the light, okay, light maketh manifest. And you can kick that off the ship. You can. It was so funny to me that you saw it. That absolutely tells me it has to do with the coronavirus, because the coronavirus has manifested in cruise ships. Right? It was the big deal when it first started. It was all about the cruise ships. You guys remember that? And then they shut it down. Yeah. Right? And I've been saying that, the cruise ship church is out of business and the battleship church has to step up. Right on? So I want to ask you guys to stand up if you would. Hallelujah. Josh, thanks, man, for being brave and for sharing that, man.
Yeah, of course.
I'm proud of you and I love you. So I want to, since the Lord has given you this victory, man.
Yeah.
And I got my victory in 2011. I want to tell you, after I went through that in 2011, and I went through that, and there's actually people in this room that helped me through that 10 years ago. Once I defeated it, I have never dealt with it one time since then. I've dealt with it trying to get back into my life.
Yeah.
But it's never been able to penetrate my heart again. Yeah. And I mean, once I beat this thing, I haven't had to deal with it since then. I've had to deal with it in a sense of stay off my property, but not get out of my heart and get out of my mind.
Yeah.
That's a completely different thing. And I'm just going to ask you, man, since you're the one that's living in this momentum, I want you to pray.
Yeah.
So listen, we're going to start to pray. And here's what I'm going to say to you. If you need to go, you can get, but you can also get prayed for here tonight. And if there's anything within you that's embarrassed, quit it. Just stop it. You have no reason to be embarrassed. You're coming before the King of Kings as your authority and the Lord of Lords as your owner. That's what you're doing. And none of us have any opinion about anything that you've ever gone through because none of us knows what it's like to be you. None of us do. And maybe you're not even going through something, but you're like, I recognize this in my house. I recognize this in my family. I've seen it. And I want to stop this thing. I want to confront the wicked spirit that winks maliciously with his eye and says, in the name of security, put up with me. Give way to my fear. Yeah, I know that devil. So let me pray for you first, then I'm just gonna turn this over to my brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of the Lord begin now to move in this house. Oh God, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And we declare chains are falling off of people and that there is a grace to overcome anything that has tried to mess with our identity, with our perspective, with our discernment, with our personal experience and how we will taste and see that the Lord is good and not be able to taste and see the goodness anymore, the goodness of God. I just declare in the name of King Jesus that there is an anointing here to break that. Declare it. Oh God, I love you, Lord, and I praise you and I thank you. You're so good. Yeah, let the oil of the Lord fall upon you in Jesus' name. I speak peace on you in Jesus' name and declare to you, you are not crazy. You are not a failure. You will not fall. You will not sit in darkness any longer. You will not be separate from the life that God has for you. But you will taste and see that the Lord is good, that you will smell the fragrance of heaven. I just declare that to be made manifest, that a supernatural smell comes into people's noses and that we begin to just smell the fragrance of heaven. I pray, Father God, sir, in the name of Jesus, God, that you'd make your amazing presence manifest in this room, in Jesus' name. Friends, as Josh begins to pray for people, I want you to come down here and get yourself prayed for. But I'm praying for every single person that's watching all over the world and telling you this, seek the Lord who loves you. Seek the Lord your God who loves you. He loves you so much and he is your hope. I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favor the Lord. God bless you. Go ahead, buddy. Come on down here, guys, and get yourself prayed for here tonight. Come on down.
There's two things. Depression, anxiety. Spirit of fear. You're wrestling with a spirit of fear. And then if this is not you, but you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you need to come tonight. If you can't say, I have been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Yeah, I said it, speaking in tongues. If that weirds you out, I'm telling you, it's part of the battleship church he's talking about. If you don't have a language you can war with, you can't war. You can't war. And I'm telling you, the spirit that has been unleashed on the United States, the spirit that has been unleashed on the United States needs believing believers. Because you are going to begin to see people manifesting at Walmart and at Target. I'm telling you, you're going to start to see videos of it on Facebook and Instagram. Those things are going to start happening. So come now. If you don't fight, it's time to fight in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you. Lord, we just believe you. We believe you. I break the spirit of depression right now in Jesus' name. If you are a cutter, you know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to. You don't know why it happens. You don't know why you do it. You come. Get set free from that devil right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Well, my friends, I want to tell you that perfect love does cast out all fear. And if you need a prayer, or if you need a friend to stand with you, I want you to call us and let us pray for you. If you've been struggling with depression or fear or anxiety or anything like that, man, let the people of God unite together and stand with King Jesus. Simply call us. It's free to you. And I have people that are standing by, and they are mighty and incredible prayer warriors. 877-413-0888. Again, it's 877-413-0888. I would also like to inform you that we have all kinds of resources, all kinds of stuff on how to have supernatural sanity. We have prayer cards. We have, just call us. Just call us and just say, what kind of resources do you guys have? And again, if you're not interested in any of that, just simply call us and let us pray for you. And I bless you and I call you blessed. Till the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.